the hidden node for August the 3rd. That would make this the fourth episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2014. Hey, everybody. So, first, what's going on today? A lot of house cleaning. As in, we got up at 8 a.m. and we house cleaned until about 8:30 p.m. My back hurts. My legs hurt. I hurt. But it was a good day. So, and now is a good time to take a look at the past. So, yesterday I talked a lot about Nintendo and the bonds that kind of formed with my brothers from that, and community from that. Now, I'm going to talk today not about what happened in terms of bonds of community, but this time more foundation of my exposure to virtual worlds. Or, well, gaming settings more than anything, but, you know. I want to talk about early PC. My dad, as you know, had a computer shop in the early 80s. And so, his hobby, at least, it was his business, it became his hobby. So, you know, for some time, he would run personal systems for us. He would run, you know, just different computers. Our first computer was built for schoolwork primarily. You know, simple word processor on it, simple drivers for the, you know, freaking classic printer we had. Those were good. Anyway, but we also had a few games on it. Some classic King's Quest stuff, Doom, the first two Duke Nukem games, the text adventures of Monty Python, Search of the Holy Grail, Zork, things like that. I know I talked a little bit about Trade Wars with the Dark Side of the Moon stuff, BBS on the Foundation episode, but we continued to play that game for years. I should mention, if anybody ever played Trade Wars 2002, and you try to play it nowadays, you will find it is not as fun as it used to be. The game is pretty much full of people who constantly use macros, which, while I guess it makes sense in terms of efficiency, I don't know, I feel like it spoils the game. It's just, I don't know, it just wasn't as fun. You know, actually, I take it back. I do want to talk a little bit, about early PC in terms of community. Because back then, you also had the kind of early MUDs, Murpies, Mushus, multi-user dungeon, multi-user role-playing experience. I don't remember what MUSH stands for, multi-users something something? I don't know. But I do remember we went through a lot of those. The biggest ones being Durus and, I want to say, Bastion? What's the name of it? My brothers, particularly Lyle and David, my two older brothers, they loved those settings, those games. And this, I should tell you, is a little bit breaking chronology, because the PC time frame. The next couple episodes, I'm going to talk a lot about just, you know, various game systems. But this PC time frame I'm talking about right now kind of extends pretty much from early 90s to, you know, mid, getting closer to the later 90s. Sort of. And just kind of the classic early games we had. You know, there was a lot of fun in them. There was a lot of fun in playing them and also fixing them. I don't remember coding much. My brother Lyle was always the big coder amongst us. In fact, at one point, I remember he actually made a Visual Basic game. It was very much kind of a classic dungeon, text-based dungeon crawler, like various MUDs and whatnot. But it was still fun, kind of, you know. He even had rudimentary pixel, you know, not pixels. But ASCII character art in it, and ASCII character animation. So, it was kind of fun. So, just kind of reminiscing about that. I guess I don't really have as much to say about this as I thought I would, compared to some of the other episodes. there's so many parts to the early computer that, I don't know, it's hard to define it because so many of those memories are mixed in between the other consoles and the other experiences that the PC then was kind of our fallback system. You know, if somebody's hogging the Rebel Nintendo, well, go hop on the PC. If someone's hogging the Super Nintendo when we got it, go jump on the PC, you're good. You know, there's always something there. There was always something to find. And also, one thing I should point out, in early PC, it was the only system where we never asked for specific games. You know, it wouldn't really be until at least the second half of the 90s, I believe, that we actually started, you know, asking my father, you know, to pick us up different games. You know, by then, yeah, we were asking for Super Nintendo games, we were asking about Super Nintendo games. When Sega came along, we asked for those games. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, because that's where we're going to go. But early PC, I guess, we didn't really have the exposure then to the different things that were coming out. I mean, I guess you gotta remember, when it came to that time period, for my family, Nintendo Power was the magazine we had. We would occasionally see a EGM, but beyond that, the only computer mags that were coming in were for my dad, and he wasn't as much into gaming. Yeah, he played once in a while, and he'd set up, you know, a system to where we could play Doom against each other, on his computer against our computer, and kind of do one-on-one, or occasionally, you know, one-on-one-on-one when we had the computer venture hooked up. Especially when our brother Lyle finally got his computer. But, really, it wasn't really something we, at least on my end, that we ran straight into. Lyle was the exception, I think, in that regard, especially since he got his own personal machine relatively early, while the rest of us had to kind of share one. So that could partially be why. But I guess at the time, I wasn't quite ready to embrace the computer as I have now. I mean, I never even started using it for writing until I had my own personal computer, and I was kind of one of the last ones to receive one. So, alright, I think I'm going to head out with that one. I'm definitely trending on topics that will be coming up in future episodes, so I don't want to trample on those future me's episodes any more than I already have. So I will see you all on Monday and let you know my feelings on the greatest game console ever, the Super Nintendo. Yes, I'm biased, and I'll tell you why tomorrow. Bye-bye.